From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The North Korean foreign minister also said, "We will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States strategic bombers, even when they are not yet inside the airspace border of our country." Also on Monday, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on North Korea." She said the suggestion is absurd. At the Pentagon, the spokesman, Army Colonel Robert Manning, told reporters, "If North Korea does not stop their provocative actions, the American military will make sure that we provide options to the president to deal with North Korea." Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. The bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 2 5-year periods. They could then apply for citizenship. This is VOA News. The AfD party, for Alternative for Deutschland, or Germany party, has pledged to use its platform in parliament to, quote, reclaim the country and its people. The AfD won nearly 14% of the vote in Sunday's election, giving them 94 seats. Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats won the highest number of votes, but gained their lowest share in 70 years. She's begun negotiating with other parties to try to form a government, a process that could take months, as correspondent Henry Ridgewell tells us from Berlin.
The far-right's success overshadowed Merkel's win, which gave her a fourth term in power. She told supporters Monday her aspiration is to win the AfD voters back through good politics and problem-solving. Her first problem is forming a government. The second-placed Social Democrats have already ruled out working together, so Merkel's best option is likely a coalition with the Liberals and the Greens that will likely take months to agree. The AfD, meanwhile, has pledged to use its new platform in Parliament to, in its words, hunt down Chancellor Merkel and reclaim the country. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Search and rescue teams in Mexico continue to look through the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico over the weekend. So far, they found more than 300 bodies, and the search is not yet over. Violent crime, including aggravated assault and murder, rose for a second consecutive year in the United States last year. The Department of Justice said in a statement the change represented, quote, the single largest single-year increases in the violent crime rate since 1991. The rate, however, remains below historic levels. The 2016 level is 12.3% below that of 2007, according to the data from the FBI. More than 17,000 Americans were murdered last year. That's an increase of almost 9% from the year before. Chelsea Manning, the former U.S. intelligence analyst, convicted of espionage for passing information to WikiLeaks, has been barred from entering Canada. She told the Reuters news agency she tried to enter Canada on Thursday evening, planning to vacation in Montreal and Vancouver, said she was stopped at the border, detained overnight, before being handed a letter saying she was inadmissible. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.